The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. Welcome to the end of Volume 1.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother.
That's the sound of the cover closing on the book.
Okay. I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. That's the time portal. Period. This is a time portal.
Please don't look into the time portal.
Holy shit, don't look into the time portal. Because if you are looking back at yourself from the future...
Uh-huh.
Total collapse. Total time collapse.
When you look into the time portal, sometimes the time portal looks back and says, like, please stop looking in
please
my
stop
portal.
Looking. Please stop looking at me, you, and then we have a full-blown TTC, and then the singularity.
Welcome to the end of My Brother and Me, Volume 1, as we like to think of it.
Wait, so the first season of My Brother and Me ended on episode 200.
Right, there's six seasons in a volume,
uh-huh.
And then three volumes in a book. So
okay.
This is, yeah.
Okay,
and then,
so we're
and
still
then
in
seven,
book one.
Seven books in the Chronicle of Narnia.
Gotcha.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Narnia. I'm your host, Mr. Tumnus.
I'm your host, Aslan.
I'm your host, Tummy Tumnus, his son.
His son, Tummy Tumnus.
We've been doing the show for 298 times before this. Is it actually more? Does that count all of them? Does that count like
no.
Totino's and
I don't think it counts.
We
like
have
the bonus
episodes.
Yeah, all we've right. done this shit more than 300s, but let's fake
we
it.
We had
I guess.
The non-canonical ones that we had to seal away in that vault to be studied by top men.
The Elseworlds.
We had the super homophobic episodes, and we put those. Into the episode furnace to power our hate ship.
We had the super juggler phobic episodes, and we sent them to the Library of Congress so they'd be kept forever.
Enshrined
in wherever truisms are kept.
Let's do a quick look backward and then a quick look forward. Because I imagine
and then
there'll
a look
be a
down
lot of-
and then a look to your left and a look to your right. One of these podcasts will not make it to 400.
One of these podcasts will die. I think. We're going to do a lot of celebrating in 300. Should we? I have an idea. Do you guys want to hear the idea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Episode 300, I think we should wear some sort of leather harness. Maybe we get back in touch with Extreme Restraints and see if they will send us some sort of leather studded loincloth situation. And then we record the 300 episode topless and we just like baby oil ourselves up there. And then down there, it's a leather-studded sort of loincloth situation. Up here, super-duper slippery muscles.
See, Griffin, that's a complete opposite direction. Well, you know, I'm going to say it's more of a parallel direction I was going to go, which
okay.
I was going to say we adopt episode 300 to 399. The subtitle of all the episodes is Coasting to 400.
Okay, so you're sort of paving a road, a mental road out in front of us. I can see this beautiful highway stretching, and this is a fucking easy highway.
Well, just think like the first 300
riding.
Were us clicking up, you know,
yeah.
the roller coaster, and then 300 to 399 is all downhill.
Well, yes, it would be literally like nobody would listen to that. If we paint me this picture, Travis, of how we would spend less time working on this show, how we would endeavor a smaller amount of effort into the creation of this podcast.
Each week, we would only publish two of the three audio tracks from each of us.
I mean, we could do this right now because I still have a Bim Bam Portland of our Portland live show. Elder
That's
Gods
the
ate
artisanal, like hipster one where it's like, oh, I like the episodes where you can't make out anything that somebody's
saying.
Well,
it's the one for people who hate Travis, which is there's not any of them. There's nobody. Everybody,
no,
loves,
everybody loves Travis. No. Fact.
There's fewer than there used to be.
Well, I've been campaigning pretty hard. I've been hitting the old trail.
Be on PR, kissing all those babies and what have you. Yeah, this has been 299 episodes, pretty much the same way. Griffin, what do you envision as sort of like as we open up volume two?
Yeah.
Of this book next week. Don't open it yet, Travis. Close it back.
Wait, shit, I broke it.
Okay, how do you break a book?
I broke it right in half like an 1800 strong man.
Oh, boy.
So what do you, how do you envision the show changing? In
more stunts, more sex, more
more sex stunts.
More sex stunts.
Where you get your wiener out and you spin on it like a top.
Yeah. And then what else? New friends, new Pokemon.
You'll get to learn Griffin's third evolution.
Bigger challenges, hotter,
wetter,
hotter summers, bigger challenges, cooler nights,
wetter.
What's that?
Just wetter.
Just wetter.
Wetter, yeah. Just like
whatever every means to you.
wetter.
I'm gonna get stronger. Like I'll get stronger. I don't know how that's gonna like reflect in the show, but like, if I need to start going to the gym and get and like increase my lift weight to just like keep things fresh and interesting, I can do that. And maybe I'll just like stand up once an episode and like pick up a heavy thing, and that'll be like a fun new bit. New bits, definitely new bits.
What if we added like a storyline, like an overall arc? Where it's like maybe this episode, like along with all the goofs and stuff, you also find out that Griffin is like having some trouble with a coworker.
Yeah, and,
like,
sure.
And by episode 400, like maybe it's a zombie thing.
Our attempt at like a coherent, coherent storyline back around the Powerade days, it was so very, very successful and entertaining that
we had that spinoff series.
I would love to return to that. Yeah, it went so, so good.
I think all that is waiting for us and more. Still waiting on a confirmation, a dedication to the Slippery Boy record environment for episode 300. And then we're going to make so many fun 300 jokes.
Oh, I see.
What did you think I was talking about?
I thought you were just pitching like a weird sex thing. You were making a reference to the hit mind-bending film 300.
Was it mind-bending?
Well, there was a lot of weird issues. There were like people with like elephant heads and like monsters, but it was also kind of real, but it was also kind of a monster thing. And then there was, you remember the things in the movie that were kind of real but kind of weren't? And you're like, what is this, history?
My only problem with this is I don't think we have baby oil here at the house, and I'm not going to go buy baby oil because like that checkout process is going to be uncomfortable. What do you need this for? You have a baby? Yes.
Especially if you just buy baby oil and nothing else, so you clearly like drove to the place, and then you just like get one bottle and you put it down in front. You don't even do self-checkout. You go to the one person working at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You make
like,
sure
I needed
they know
this right now.
Yeah. So I'll probably just use Vicks Vapor Rub.
Perfect. This is a...
I'll turn the ceiling fan and the air conditioner on a full blast and just, like, be connected with the universe. You know what I mean? Like, be so aware, so woke.
Last week, I was walking my dog in the woods, and I stumbled across a pair of very nice sunglasses. They were simply laying by the side of the trail. I looked around but saw no other people. I also did not see a dead body to whom they might belong.
Kind of a weird place to go.
I broke my sunglasses that day, so under the assumption that fate had shone upon me, I took them. Am I good? That's from Polarized Peepers.
Jesus.
I would be so afraid of an Eyes of Kid Midas situation here.
Oh my God, yes. Have you made how many wishes have you made?
What?
Eyes of Kid Midas?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with Eyes of Kid Midas.
A kid finds glasses on sunglasses on a plateau in the woods after being bullied, and then finds he has like magic wishing powers that spoiler alert, all turn out bad.
It's kind of like Hatchet, but for a boy's face.
Yes.
I can't believe the cracks in my cultural literacy begin here, and they begin with the eyes of Kid Midas.
Yeah.
This is where I start to lose my cool.
Here's a short list of places where if you find sunglasses, you need to return them to who they might belong to. A, a friend's house. You didn't find those. You've stolen them because they were where they were. That's just where they put them.
B, a friend's head.
Yeah, don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you've. That's the worst one you could have done.
A sunglasses store.
A sunglasses store that's shoplifting. Again, it's not that big a deal, and that's why it's C on the list, not A. How about a Shoney's or an Olive Garden? You take that to the manager. Hi, I found this. Can I get a free breadstick? The answer to that is yes. We'll do that no matter what. Regardless of the sunglasses situation, have them.
It's not a one-in, one-out policy.
Welcome to Fazoli's. I'd like some breadsticks. That'll be six pairs of sunglasses. What?
Here's what if someone had brought those to like shield their eyes as they from the sauce mess, like just as they were plowing
you
through
don't
piles
get that
of
shit.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah.
You'll be sauce blind. You'll go sauce blind for at least 6 days,
and then you won't be able to see sauce. Boy, a heartbreaking thing. Oh man, this spaghetti's wetter than I thought it would be, and more flavorful.
It's all just gray.
Okay. List of places where, if you find sunglasses, do not need to do anything. A, outside, anywhere. End of list.
But Griffin, what if the question is not one of morality, but one of hygiene or, you know, sunglass spirits?
Haunted sun. Okay, yeah. I guess I didn't even consider that, Trav.
But
haunted
what if you're afraid of, like, sunglass mites?
Not a thing.
You just can, like, pop them on your face?
Yeah.
You basically participated in like a one-person litter cleanup project.
Ooh, it's like you, a special geocache just for you.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Yeah. You didn't know who hid it, but you do know who found it, and it's you.
If you it makes just got you feel a sign better, in the ground where you found it, and then walk away.
Before you pick them up, say, "Hey, thanks everybody for coming out. We hope to have a really good impact today." And then you pick up the sunglasses and say, "Well, that's going to do it for us, guys. I think we're all pretty bushed. Vicky brought pizza that's in her back of her truck. It's a soda pop. If you want some soda pop and pizza, that's available. I hope you'll come out with me next time. There are sunglasses or really any items of value out here in the forest. Thank
you. I lost my clean canteen, so everybody keep an eye out for some litter that looks like a clean canteen.
Also, it doesn't seem to be any trash cans right here, so when you're done with that soda pop and pizza, you can just throw the bottles just like wherever the fuck you want, man.
Whatever, there's a lot of woods out here, so nobody will ever find it.
Don't pollute unless you have to, and then fuck it.
Because there's no trash can. Here's the thing. I mean, you can take the glasses. Take them. If the sunlight is shining on them and you're not in a friend's house, take the glasses. They want to be worn. They want to protect you from that sun. The other thing is, if your glasses broke that day, this is a gift. This is some force has come together. Maybe it's serendipity. Maybe it's sliding doors. Maybe it's better off dead. Maybe it's...
Must love dogs.
Maybe it's the Matrix trilogy. I don't know what it is.
I don't think John Cusack's in that one.
The forces have come together to give you these sunglasses because they want to protect your eyes because maybe in the future, we're going to need your eyes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're all we're all parts of a much bigger machine, and like a cog can't tell, like, "Ah, man, I'm inside of a gun." They just know they're a cog,
and a gun.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but they are. I do want to make this super clear. They're definitely sentient, though, right? Like, we can all agree on that.
The cogs are all aware. Yes.
Good. Yeah. Cool. Just to make sure.
How about a Yahoo?
I'd love that.
I think that would go down real smooth.
I want to bring this one up, and then we'll do another one, because this one's not really much of a discussion topic, but I think, you know, celebrating the first book, the first volume, I wanted to read this one from Ben Shreve. It's from Yahoo Answers user ? Who asks, "Are you all aware that we are the laughingstock of the internet?" Many people take Yahoo Answers as a joke. They're right, of course, but it still hurts.
Oh God!
They're right, so of that course. That closes the book on Yahoo Answers.
Creep.
God, we had a lot of fun out here. Volume one is done.
Can I keep reading this though, or is the book like gone?
Do you have a different? Yeah, I want to hear the rest of it.
Well, there's that.
Do we get a shout out? Let me just get to the meat. Like, do we get a shout out
to who?
To us, like, for like
to us
bringing to light the Yahoo Answers like phenomenon.
What? That they're a fucking joke? That they're a fucking clown pit?
Like, do they use this as an example? Like, one of the most popular and arguably like the first one.
Oh yeah, here it is. 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 Anonymous said, Jimmy Fallon does a bit where they sing actual questions and answers from Yahoo Answers. There are a few oddballs on here.
Wait, that's not us though, Griffin. We're not.
Yeah, they didn't mention us.
We're not Jimmy Fallon.
And how we changed the game.
And how we actually started the game.
We are the game. The game's named after us.
The game is inside all of us. We are game. Game is us.
Oh, here's one.
Okay.
My brother and me does a bit where they sing actual questions and answers from Yahoo Answers. There are a few oddballs on here.
Now, hold on.
Okay, now, hold on.
I think you just read the...
I want to be where Jimmy Fallon is.
Okay.
I want to see him play his fun games.
Because if you sing anymore, we have to pay Disney.
Okay, damn it. Lots of people are arguing with this sentiment. SportsMD, which is a fucking great username, says, Dr. Sports is basically what this man is. Okay, cool, moving on. Dr. Sports says, I never seen anyone talk bad about Yahoo. This is a respectable site where you can learn a lot from. It's not like Facebook, where you post every meal you ate or the people you slept with. Dope, guys, had sex with Michelle last night, ate some ballin' spaghetti.
Had some amazing risotto, boned down on Tyler.
Anyway, another great night.
I had two...
See you guys in the morning when I'll have pancakes and Steven.
Y'all, I had three hot dogs for lunch. Anyway, here's the lyrics to Mambo number 5. Rama,
I had a little comic business, a little side business, selling comics at the mall from a stand with my friend Tommy, and it was one of those like weekend shows. We were selling dad's old comics, and we got a cut of money, and we were next to a guy the entire weekend who sold sports cards, and he had a linen jacket that I would pay upwards of $1,000 for this windbreaker, more accurately. And on the back, it just said Dr. Rice. And we were obsessed with him the whole time.
What could and that so possibly... Right,
as we're leaving, we worked up the courage to ask, so, Dr. Rice, what are you a doctor in? And he fucking dead-eye, straight, cold, looks us square... in our young, impressionable faces and says, sports, and then leaves.
Awesome.
He lived in Huntington, I'm assuming, so every time I go anywhere, but more in some places, I keep hoping I'll see him again and just assume that I'll, you know, run into him so I can try to buy his jacket. He may be dead.
Even, it'll probably be cheaper then.
Well, it might be more expensive. Maybe it's an heirloom now. Please, how about, Dr. Rice was my father. Just call me Mr. Sports.
I haven't gone to school for this shit. I'm a fan, not an expert. I got another Yahoo here. It was sent in by Aaron Keys or Kiss. KYS. How do you think that? Keys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. It's by Yahoo Answers user ? Hey, is Yahoo Answers slowly being deleted off the internet and like nobody's like made me aware of this fact?
I have actually heard no BS like from people in the Yahoo Answers organization or in the Yahoo organization who like think there's a possible chance, this is on our Facebook group, people are talking about this, that there's a chance that the Yahoo Answers will just become like vestigial and deleted.
And I think it's gonna be a sad long affair. I think they're gonna drag this execution out. I don't think they're gonna flip. I don't think Melissa Mayer's gonna like put her foot on the neck of Yahoo Answers and then just like execute the thing. I think
one group in like Sims Online that like stood around like all together as the server was deleted them.
This is the death of a virtual world. This is like fucking the Star Wars Online apocalypse. Like this is terrible. And then it'll be the end of the show, right? That's the end of Bim Bam.
Yeah. We'll have accomplished our only goal.
Yeah, to bring them down. It took us longer than really it should have, but hey. Now, we will it will be kind of a relief to not have to go there anymore, I'm assuming. To do something different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the one with the fucking waders on just like diving into the stank anymore. I got people for that. Like Aaron.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. It's by Yahoo Answers user question mark who asks, how to get my mom. Sorry, let me try this again. How to get me mom to buy me shorts when I haven't. How to get me mom to buy me shorts when I haven't worn them for years. So.
Is it possible that he means, or they mean, getting their mother to buy the shorts they already own that they haven't worn for years? Like, hey, me mom, buy me shorts.
It'll be a fair price. They say Dr. Rice on the butt. Don't you want that?
$1,000.
So, when I was little, I remember wearing shorts sometimes.
They were comfortable and easy to wear.
Comfortable and easy to wear.
As I got older and into my later years in primary school, I wore them less and less until then, for some reason, I went off them completely and ceased to own a pair when I became like 11. Since starting secondary school,
I became a man and put away such childish pants.
Since starting secondary school, I have not worn shorts, not even for PE or my sports clubs. You're playing fucking jeans soccer? What are you talking about?
Only these pinstripe dress pants.
Since then,
these old-timey bathing suits.
Since then, I've seen other boys in shorts, and at that time, sort of half wished unconsciously in the back of my mind sometimes. Okay, I have to read this. I have to read this phrase again. And at that time, sort of half wished unconsciously in the back of my mind sometimes that I was wearing those shorts.
That's the least you can want to wear shorts.
What is this feeling? What is this feeling in the back of my mind I can barely grasp?
Aside from explicitly not wanting to wear shorts, on the spectrum of shorts, that emotion they just described is like the lowest one you can have.
Hey, Doug, are you okay? Yeah. Why do you ask? Oh, I just saw a look flit across your face for a brief
It was a microaggression. It was a micro-expression.
Nobody... that other than like your pastor that raised you and adopted you from like a baby would be able to detect this emotion. Like
he didn't turn you into a killing machine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So cargo shorts, Bermuda shorts, fleece shorts, gym shorts, etc. Just a quick little list of what some shorts are. However, the desire was never enough to actually even consider in my mind wearing them again. This guy's got a real mind palace. Got a real library.
What hurdle is he overcoming that the desire must be so strong to overcome his not wearing shorts?
I gotta keep going. Okay. It had sort of became hardwired in my mind that I did not like shorts, even though when I saw other boys wearing them, there was a few seconds where I could see myself wearing those shorts. Thing is, it has sort of become hardwired in my parents' minds, too, as sometimes when we've been out and see a family in shorts or something, Me mom's remarked, "We're not a shorts family," or "None of us."
Don't look at them, Dylan. They're not one of us.
My mom's remarked, "We're not a shorts family," or "None of us like shorts." I have seen old photos of my older brother wearing shorts when he was about 10 to 12 years old before the boat accident. No, that last part is made up.
And I know it's from his 11th birthday because someone's forcibly ripping the shorts from him.
In recent years, however, the desire to wear shorts has sort of slowly returned. Okay, a little bit more. Two updates to this question. Just, I know everything about this person now. I first started wearing them for PE again when I borrowed some from the spare kit box. Basically, a box full of old shorts, muddy trainers, etc. My fucking... beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. Just a box of these forbidden small pants.
Surely no one will notice one of these shorts gone missing.
He cracks that shit open in the fucking like Zelda Discovery theme plays. My treasure.
You've got some shorts.
I've taken some home, and me mom did discover them and wonder how they got there. But I just
what
said,
the fuck
I don't
is
know.
This?
I learned it from watching you. Did discover them and wonder how they got there, but I just said I don't know or something and hid them away. Now you're thinking, well, why don't you just say I want to wear shorts or something? Well, it's not so easy. If I just said that out of the blue, she'd probably faint or something. She'd be so shocked. I want to try and sort of bring it up casually in a conversation, if you know what I mean, but I don't know how. Can anyone help me out? Thanks. Listen, this is just like any other thing that you do when you're a kid. You're not supposed to do. And you have a secret you have a secret compartment. You two had secret compartments where you kept your dark materials. And I know what both of them were because I'm a little, that was my sort of role in the family, was a little sneak thief. And I would sneak detective. I would creep in, tap into your sin. That's what this person needs to get. It's like a little hideaway junk box where they keep their shorts and then, you put them in your backpack. It'll be like the Toaster Strudels commercial where like the mom gives them those shitty ass Pop-Tarts. And then their friend Dylan is like, here's those Toaster Strudels. Hey, what do you do with your Pop-Tarts? And he opens up the locker and like a million of the grossest looking Pop-Tarts ever fall out. It's going to be like that, but with little pants without the sleeves on them.
You need to open some kind of like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, like safe place where like people after 11 can go to like wear shorts. And like you show
and
up
do
in
what
pants.
And do whatever.
Just maybe just lay around and read a book. Just live their life in shorts. I have a name for it.
Okay.
Hog shorts.
Sorry, say again.
Hog shorts. It's for little short wizards.
Okay, so
hog shorts. Okay.
Is there a sorting shorts that you put it on? It's just like there's no
the
houses here,
hat.
Man.
The
just fucking kick
hat.
It.
The shorting hat.
Okay.
Thank you. When Hagrid shows up when you're 11 and your parents are trying to make you wear pants and you're like, no, you're a shorts boy, Harry. Come with me.
You're a shorts boy, Harry.
So there's just one house at Hog Shorts and it's shorts.
No, you could separate it into like cargo, Bermuda, like tearaway.
That's fun. You would be, okay, let's real quick go
shorts
around.
Shorts to bike.
I've got it. I've got the shorting hat in my hands right now. I'm about to put it on Travis's head. Here we go. Let's put it right. Tear away! Wow, Jesus. It didn't even need to, like, think about it at all. He
but
just,
also,
like, knew.
Part of that is your own personal choice, Griffin.
You had a couple pairs of them.
Oh, yeah. Zipped off of the knee? It was, like, the 90s. Everybody had that.
Oh, man.
The cool thing to do was unzip it 70% of the way, so it looked like your pants were just talking, and they were just saying knee, 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 knee over and over.
Yeah,
it was pretty great.
That was pretty good if you ever wanted to get caught on fences, because constantly, just a constant getting caught on fence issue.
Would jorts be the Slytherin of hog shorts?
Yes, because here's the thing about the Slytherin house is that they're all evil fucks. But they're brilliant. You know what I mean? And I see a person wearing jorts and I go like, where did you get your advanced post-grad degree?
I won't even go into defending Slytherin, by the way. We'll talk about that on our after show.
My brother and you.
Yeah.
Our after show.
In my headcanon, in the real Harry Potter, House Hufflepuff was just like shorts required, like mandatory. Like they were the only house that was allowed to wear shorts. And everybody else was wearing like cool ass robes and like, you know, British fancy lad long wear. But like House Hufflepuff was just like, yeah, whatever. We know what we are.
Yeah. Hufflepuff just wore shorts and commemorative t-shirts from marathons their uncles didn't run.
Yeah. They wore shorts and they wore old play t-shirts.
Something tells me Dr. Rice was a Hufflepuff. There's something about him that rings Hufflepuff to me. Maybe Ravenclaw.
Hey, I have a great idea for this person. Why don't they start by wearing pants, and every, let's say 2 months, they cut a half inch off of the pants.
So on their deathbed, it'll just be going out of their balls.
Well, finally accrued shorts. Right.
Well, no, at that point, it would be just like a very small necklace. It's just gone all, they've just unspooled all the way up to the neck.
Hey, here's a good idea nobody ever thinks about. You buy pants, you buy shorts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you buy the shorts because you only want them to cover half of your legs, right?
Right, uh-huh. right.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of buying both pants and shorts, we should buy pants and then just wait.
for
because there, if you buy pants when you're four,
this is gonna be so fucking funny.
You buy pants when you're four,
okay,
and then you get older, and when you're eight and your legs are twice as long, you're still wearing those pants, but now they're shorts. So you they convert over time as your legs grow in length. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do. And I know what people at home are wondering. How do the jeans companies continue to make money? That's easy. With the panels that you add into the pants so it fits on the waist.
Right. And also they're modifiable. So you could get fun characters on the pockets. And you could have them velcroed on and off. And also, some of them have drugs, so they're working at a good profit because the jean companies also sell drugs now.
Wait, drugs like prescription drugs or drugs like playground drugs?
Doctors wouldn't prescribe these with their worst enemy's pen. No, these are some hard drugs that have no business in a pharmacy or anywhere in society.
Can I hit you with an inverse idea? A patented Griffin flip thought.
We're going to have more flip thoughts in volume two.
Yeah, definitely. Here's my flip idea. Shorts you put on in the morning when it's warm that expand throughout the day. So at night when it's cooler, they've grown and encased over your legs. And then they keep going and eventually they disappear right when you get into bed.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking Venetian shorts that you can unroll or zip on shorts?
I'm saying this is a fabric that we crush down somehow so that it's shorts length. And then as you go about the day doing your warm, fun shorts activities, then the shorts naturally heat up. And in doing so, it cooks the crushed fabric. And it makes them extend and just sort of consume your legs. Maybe there's sort of a biophysical, nanotechnological sort of thing going on in there. And then it keeps going. And then your legs are protected from the cool moonlight. And then you get in bed. They're gone.
Perfect.
What do I do in the weeks where I have to work nights at the podcast plant?
You just are wearing pants. You should be wearing pants. You guys are wearing pants right now, right? You're not wearing shorts, just out of respect for the process. Because we're making a podcast right now. We're not
I am wearing my work shorts.
Important question.
Yeah.
Are there dress shorts? Are there shorts you could wear to church that someone would be like, yes, yes.
Yes.
If you ever see Jesse Thorne wearing shorts, those are dress shorts.
Okay.
He makes them dress shorts by definition.
And these are the ones you took from him, from his house.
We are different sizes. Thank you. No, these are just khaki shorts.
How that ass look, though?
Sorry?
How?
Uh-huh.
Does that juicy ass look, though?
Good question.
All McElroy's, I do not have a butt. There's no butt.
Not true.
Don't look like nothing down there.
I'm fucking rumpy dumple still skin over here. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I didn't know about that. I don't want to know about that.
Mine's just two bladed ass bones. That's all I've got back there.
That's a shame. I didn't know that. I thought we were all just sort of gifted with these fucking
We used to Travis used to be called the Bony Butt Boy.
And you don't get a nickname like the Bony
till this day by passing strangers. You don't get a nickname like the Bony Butt Boy without a bony butt.
It was ironic, you call a big guy tiny.
Right.
I wondered why my nickname growing up was always Primo Dumper. Thought it was because I was regular. But now I've just intuited it's because I had the good butt genes. That was a fun double entendre. And you can expect more of those in volume two. Should we go to the money zone?
We're already there. Look around you. That
I didn't. You scared
I'm
me a little
already
bit.
Already there.
I constructed around you while you talked
about my fucking tight, awesome ass.
I can't actually right now with any of that. I want to talk to you folks about Headspace. Okay?
Headspace is your number one place to build mental websites.
Yeah. Think it beautiful, Headspace. No, Headspace is about meditation. Here's kind of a radical idea. The only way that you can intake the world around you is filtered through your mind. So you can't observe or take in any sensation that isn't filtered through your mind first. So if your mind's not right and calm and cool, then it's going to throw literally everything off in your whole reality. Like your whole existence is going to be off kilter because of this. But I have an answer for you. It's Headspace. It's meditation made simple. Guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, computer, or tablet. I've done Headspace a lot of the courses, and they're really, really great. First off, my dude on the meditations has a great voice, Andy. I believe he is named. He doesn't like frequently identify himself as Andy, and it's time to meditate.
Hey, what's up?
Andy here.
Hey, it's your boy Andy. What's got you stressed? Fuck that shit.
We're gonna get through this together, Brohim.
Yeah. Andy's actually a former Buddhist monk with a degree in circus arts. So he's like the best.
Okay. Is there an option where I can just kind of hang out with him?
It's like hanging out with him, except he's speaking directly to you. It's rooted in thousands of years of tradition with thousands of scientific studies that show its positive effects. If you have never tried, and I know Travis is going to back me up on this.
Yep.
If you have not tried meditation, you have to. It's like, it's ridiculously easy and ridiculously helpful.
Before I started doing meditation, as I suspect many people do, think of it as like, well, it's got to be like heavily religious and all about like, oh, you meditate. No, like most of the time it's just about like, hey, chill out, breathe, like get your mind right, clear all that shit. And here's the thing, you might also be sitting there picturing someone like sitting on a post for like 12 hours, like No, this is like 10-minute sessions that can really change where you're at and really help you out without a big commitment.
Speaking of the number 10, you can download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program that features 10 days of guided meditation, each about 10 minutes long, by going to headspace.com/mybrother.
I've never...
100% free way of experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life.
I've actually never meditated before.
Seriously?
Yeah, but I do watch the music video for the song Crazy Frog a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, if the woes of the day get to me in my soul and my mind, I'll just put on Crazy Frog. What am I trying to say here? Because this is not just one of my stupid jokes. I love the Crazy Frog. I think he's hysterical.
Headspace.com/mybrother is the website to go forget about this. Ironically...
Up next is Squarespace. I want you to know, I am a big fan of Squarespace. I built the McElroyShows.com website on Squarespace. I just built Squarespace for Interrobang, the new podcast that I do with my friend Tybee.
Hey, tell me about Interrobang, Travis.
Well, Interrobang is a show in which Tybee and I, we address issues that like are frustrating us in the world, that are frustrating other people in the world. And we just kind of talk through them. It's like the most open, honest, like most real Travis McElroy you're going to get anywhere else.
Unfiltered,
emotional.
Do you guys cuss a whole lot?
We cuss. We curse. We use blue language. We talk about everything. No holds barred. Everything's on the table. And we just launched a Patreon to encourage people to support the show. And so we needed a website on which to do it. And like we were kind of freaking out. I made a really solidly polished, beautiful website on Squarespace in about an hour. I'm also like really proud of the website. Like I'm really proud to show it off to people. It's at interrobangcast.com. Took me an hour and it does everything I need to. It's got an embedded podcast player. It's got links to all of our contacts. It's got links to everything. The MacRoyShows.com, we can update it in like the blink of an eye. It's really amazing how much you can do on Squarespace with absolutely no idea what you're doing. And not only that, there's so many like tutorials. They've got Squarespace help stuff. You can tweet at them and get a really quick response. It's amazing. I'm a big fan of it. I highly recommend it. And you can start a free trial today by going to squarespace.com/mybrother.
Dude,
I guarantee if you've been thinking of like starting a website, knock it out in an hour on Squarespace. Squarespace, you should. Squarespace.
Squarespace, bang it out. I want to tell you guys about my favorite podcast about brothers. Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a second. I want to tell you about a podcast called A Brother's Quarrel. Now, stop me if you've heard this one before. It has brothers in it.
Uh-huh.
And then they talk about stuff.
Cool, cool.
I'm just now reading that. Should we sue? What's the...
Yeah. They're going to jail.
Okay.
Get this podcast before we get it, like, legally taken down.
So let's do the advertisement first and get their money. And, like, because that's not going to help them. Like, if we get their money, like, they can't spend it on expanding their... Okay. All right. Break. I want to tell you guys about A Brother's Quarrel. It's a podcast about two brothers who try to debate things, but they end up just trailing off and arguing about, and here's just a list of some argument topics: wizard eugenics, stealing Hitler's wallet, or apolitical human skull feng shui. All of that sounds very good. I was just checking, like running that through the codex of things that we've talked about, and I think we are clear there. I don't think there's grounds for a suit there. Those are pretty specific topics, but A Brother's Quarrel podcast has everything you need. They got... Their tagline is two brothers, so there's one less brother than there is here.
That's 33% worse than us.
They only have one mic. We each have our own mic because we each produce sort of a smell from the face that is bad to be around. They have no shame, which that one actually tracks. That one, they're kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
It's possible that there's two brothers and they're each 50% taller than we, like one of us. So the two of them together equals three brothers.
Yeah, it's also possible that there's two brothers and then one guy named Mike. And then it's just like a kind of a weird name for a podcast. I would call that two brothers, a mic, and a podcast place.
That's good.
That's just another thing you could have named it. Anyway, you can find that show, A Brother's Quarrel, on iTunes and also at ABQ Podcast on Twitter.
I've got a message for Jake, and it's from Grace.
From State Farm? Do you guys remember that?
Hey, Jake. It's me, your girlfriend. It's been 5 years of good times. Thanks for being cute and sweet and funny. You rock that MeUndies hat. All right, see ya.
That was from...
Nice.
That was from Jake's girlfriend, Grace, which I wanted to state again here because I made that terrible, dumb Jake from State Farm joke. I feel like I buried Grace's name. Do you guys think that "you rock that MeUndies hat" is like coded language for Grace wanting to like compliment how Jake actually looks in MeUndies and like just didn't want to embarrass him on the podcast or something?
Your downtown situation looks good under all that MeUndies fabric.
I feel like, well, it doesn't say where he's wearing it.
Oh. That's a fantastic point.
Oh.
Like maybe it's on his dick.
Oh.
Did you guys see that coming?
I thought you meant like he was balancing it on his tummy.
Or he was spitting it on his finger like a cool kid.
Or maybe it's passive aggressive, like, hey, I really, really, really like...
I like how you wore that MeUndies hat to my grandmother's funeral.
That was so tasteful and appropriate. Really
sick, all right, dude. See ya. That's the best way to end every romantic message. Hey, I think you're great. I'm really glad you're in my life. All right, see ya.
Dip!
Peace! Grace out!
Sorry about your GMA sucks, dude. Later.
Welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
Ross.
Hi, Carrie.
What do you think is creepier?
Okay.
You jump into a swimming pool. All of a sudden, the water goes away, and instead of water, there is the bones of your dead ancestors.
Ew.
Or our show.
That's pretty tough because we visited a live exorcism.
We joined the Ordo Templi Orientis where we had to worship a naked lady.
Oh, and we joined that Tony Alamo cult. No. They were scary.
Super creepy. We joined the Aetherius Society.
We tried penis enlargement, or at least I did.
Oh boy, I tried breast enlargement. We have basically done every creepy, weird, fringe thing except for thousands more, which we will get to if you listen to our show.
I'd still say the swimming pool with my ancestors' bones.
Well, then I don't even know if people should listen.
I guess they shouldn't.
But if you want to, we're at Maximum Fun, and the show's called Ono, Ross, and Carrie.
I recently celebrated a birthday and received a check from my grandparents who live in Delaware. While in my wallet, my check lost a corner and now it's compromised. What to do? Chalk it up to $100 loss or call my G-parents that I talk to maybe once a year? Damn, you get $100 for talking once a year?
Wait. Are you 100 years old? Because that's the only way that this makes sense to me.
I'm leaning towards sending it back with a thank you card with an explanation so that they may void it, as well as put the ball in their court.
Oh, fuck.
Thoughts? That's from Consequences of Cutting Corners in Charleston, Kakalaki.
That's actually way... Your thing is way better than anything we could come up with. Of sending it back to them like, it looks like you goofed up. Anyway.
Hate for this to get a waste.
Anyway.
So,
yikes. Oops. Pretty uncomfortable. Yikes.
And also the meter's running on interest.
So. Yikes.
Wow.
Oh, make sure you void it and
my address is still the same. It was
still have the same old address.
Thanks so much for this hypothetical money in the future.
Great. Looking forward to your correspondence.
I have a great idea. Tell them your same thing, sort of, but in the thank you note, just write, "This gift means so much to me. Do you think before I cash it, you all could take a picture of yourselves holding it with kind of like a thumbs up so I can remember it forever? Because the bank will keep it. Could you do that?" And then when it's missing a quarter, they tell you just like, "What? The post office did it again." Well, I guess avoid that and write a new one.
What if they just mail you back the same check and they're like, "Well, here's the check. Maybe you missed how this process works."
Wait. Mine's perfect and can still work if it's a video. It's a video instead, and they say, "Hey, listen, Dylan is cool. This is Dylan's G-paw and G-ma coming at you."
And you're saying if you take that video to the bank
on your phone,
I see you furrowing your brow at that missing corner. Before you say anything, check the iPhone. Wait, hold on, I'm giving my email app. Give me a second.
Sir, we can't accept this check. The corner of it's gone and the check's been compromised. Before you poo-poo me and you rain on my whole parade, I'd like to show you this video of any old man that I have on my phone.
No, you can do nose shapes.
Interesting.
You could do it live with Skype, and that way you could also include, they'll be so tired of you trying to help your grandpa troubleshoot Skype there in the lobby of the bank that they'll probably just cash it for you anyway.
How compromised is the corner of this check? How much would you have to lose off a check before a bank wouldn't take
it? Okay, so it would have to be the bottom
left, like lose those numbers.
So then
down
how
there?
Did that happen in your wallet?
He's got jelly in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Got termites. Silverfish in his wallet.
I am kind of in an uncomfortable place of thinking about how many times I did this when I was younger and I hated the bank. Like, I got nervous to do anything involving any sort of building where government happened. And that was like, I was so like, that's how little I knew about the whole situation is that I thought the bank was government. And hey, man, look around.
Pretty much, man. Yeah.
How old were you when you were going to the bank, Griffin?
I mean, I was like 18, 19 years old, and I would get like a check, and I didn't have any money because I was in college and I had none of the money.
Yeah.
And I would get like a $20 check from a grandparent. And I wouldn't like immediately rush to cash it because it's $20. But then when I had like negative dollars, I would be like, I could use that Twonsky, but it's been like 2 months. Is that still
like
cool?
That was like the health potion that you had sat on for a while. And now you could like pop the cork on it.
Yes, except except that it had been months, and then my grandma would look in her bank account and be like, oh, where'd that health potion go? And then she would think that, like, somebody is, like, fucking robbing the blind. Somebody has hacked into her bank account and is robbing
her. That check I wrote for therapeutic socks last week bounced.
Huh. That's weird how that happened. Well, I needed those to keep my feet, but,
Thank you, Skylar. I'll just live with the gout, I guess. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed that $20 you probably spent on Doritos and spliffs. Spliffs, you know, weed spliffs.
Yeah, spliffs. I just went super hard at the gym, but I forgot to change a shirt. Since the one I worked out, and this is soaked in my glory sweat, I'm walking out with my jacket on, but nothing underneath. If I still want to go out, grab a beer, and shoot pool, am I good? That's from Commando Up Top in the Commonwealth. And aside from turning yourself into a mini boss in a brawling video game, I think that you're fine.
In a fucking 8-bit voice, hey man, this is our turn.
Back off, pipsqueak.
She is my girl now.
You'll never rescue the president's daughter from Viper. Taste my steel.
Only now do I realize I wasted my potential. I could have been a teacher.
Batter up. And then he hits him with a pool cue.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, hold on.
I dropped out of nursing school.
I kidnap women because I don't love myself.
This is, I'm not going to give this one a hard pass.
Really?
Not that I'm passing on the question.
You were so permissive about literally everything.
I'm just passing on the situation. You know what I mean? Like, if I saw this person out at the local pool shooting hall, and they rolled up like, hey, would you like to play a game? I just kidnapped the president's daughter. I would look at them, and then I would see just their chest and tummy underneath of... I'm imagining a suit jacket. That's probably not right, is it?
Probably yeah, not, no. Since it's a jacket that zips all the way up.
Some suit jackets do that.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry, what?
Like a zip-up suit jacket.
The sensation that this person is describing of wearing a zip-up jacket with no shirt, I only have an association with, like, I forgot that it's garbage day.
Yeah,
so I'm just throwing off. You know what I mean? That's the look.
I think that here's the thing. I have no problem with this person finishing their workout, throwing just a jacket on, and going home, because that's like a stopgap. Say, like I had to. I couldn't just.
Well, yeah,
drive
Travi.
Home
what's the fucking?
So, Travi, you're
what's
the
fucking alternative?
Not...
Oh no, I live at the gym now. Dang.
Well, you can wear your sweaty, gross shirt home. But, like, I don't think you have to do that. I think you... But, like, as soon as you're like, and also I'm going to stop and run some errands and maybe kick back and really relax. Go home, get a t-shirt, and then go to the pool hall.
It kind of depends on what kind of a workout you had, right? Because if you just did some light cardio and you just did, like, a little bit of something to get that blood pumping, that heart rate up... And then you go home and you have a light sweat situation and a little bit of stink. I think you could disguise that. If you were on some Dole Vet shit, if you were, you know, doing full cardio and strength, resistance training, fucking medicine balls, fucking yoga balls, fucking racquetball, spinning, and yoga lattes, and you were on that Dole Vet shit, and you have the visible stink waves coming off you... You'd gotta go home and wash your body off.
But you don't have the stink waves of I sat around for 4 days. You have the stink wave of I worked hard to get this beautiful.
Doesn't matter, Travis. That's a sour scent, and I don't want to be around it when I'm trying to shoot my billiards.
That's fair, Griffin. I didn't mean to infringe on your billiards time.
If they're playing billiards and every time they lean over and the hoodie is no longer clinging to their sticky, stinky body and just like a little bit of that Slimer ghost comes out, no.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Unless you use the jacket as like a hustle maneuver. Like you someone comes over to play you and then you're like, "Okay, well let me just unzip my jacket." and now just your bare chest is hanging out as a brilliant distraction against your opponent.
You are going to need to time this out with the money you put in the jukebox adjust right. Yeah, I guess I can play. Hold on. Just wait like one more song. Anyway, one more song. Okay, I'm free now. Come on, let's play. Rack 'em quick. Okay. And Panama! Zip!
You gotta time it right there, and you gotta make sure that your song's next, because the last thing you want to be do is like, rack 'em, zip! Where were you when the world stopped turning? That's September day. Hold on, let me zip this back up.
Don't look.
You didn't see that.
Unrack 'em. That's move around.
Put him back.
Here comes. Here comes, zip! I've seen fire, and I've seen rain. Fuck! Come on! Why is this even in the jukebox?
The country version of James Taylor.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Zip.
Mary, did you know it's your baby boy? This is a Christmas song.
This is a Christmas song.
Do you like pina coladas? Actually, this one's fine.
Yeah. Let's just do this.
If that plays, just do it slower. And then it's like, well, guys, let's come on. Where are we going? This has been my brother and me, an advice show from the modern era, closing the book on volume one. What changes are in store for volume two, episode 300?
We may never know.
Do we get to take a break after 300? Do we get to skip a fucking, have we not earned it?
How can we survey, you can't really appreciate, you know?
Yeah.
We can't really appreciate how much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're neck deep in the fucking content mill. It's hard for us to take a step back and look at, really peruse volume one, figure out what works, what didn't work.
We should take one, maybe 2 years off.
I like this.
Maybe 1 or 2 years off.
Psst, if you're, okay, everybody else, not Justin and Griffin. Justin and Griffin, you stay there. I'm going to keep doing the show for that 1 to 2 years, but it'll just be me. The show will just be called Me. And then we're going to add the brothers back in slowly over time. And it'll be my brother and me. And then we'll add in one more. And then we'll just keep adding.
Punch! Hey, ladies! Do you guys know the show My Brother and Me? Do you guys remember the Nickelodeon show My Brother and Me? There's a great episode they did about Goo Punch. I think Goo, who was a character on that show named Goo, had a soft drink that he was peddling. And I also remember the little boy liked to say, hanging with the big kids. And that's me now. This podcast has given me an avenue to hang with the big kids, and I'm very excited about that.
Are we the big kids, or are the listeners the big kids?
Good question.
I think you're... Yeah. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a shame we're going to have to change it for volume two. It served us well over the episodes. But no, I'm just kidding. We got that shit for life.
I would like to encourage everyone to go check out McElroyShows.com. I mentioned it earlier. It has all the McElroy podcasts and video projects and all that stuff, along with the P.O. Box addresses, all the Twitter accounts, all the Facebook groups, that kind of stuff. And I just want to remind everyone to go check out Interrobang. You can find it interrobangcast.com. Check out the Patreon and maybe consider becoming a supporter. It would mean the world to me. But if nothing else, just check out the show.
If that is not a Max Fun product, right? You're not double dipping.
That is correct. This is a brand new show that me and my friend Tybee have started, unaffiliated with any network. We do it because we love it and because we hope that you'll love it. So even if you aren't interested in becoming a patron, I totally understand that. But maybe give the show a listen. It's on iTunes. Yeah. You can find it on Pocket Cast and on MacroShows.com.
And if you just hate it, then there's a bunch of other shows for you to listen to on MaximumFun.org. Talking about shows like Stop Podcasting Yourself. I said that weird.
Yeah.
Stop Podcasting Yourself. I'm talking about shows like Bullseye. Talking about shows like Lady to Lady. Talking about shows like Getting Curious. We do other shows on the network like The Adventure Zone, Sawbones, and Schmanners.
Ross and Carrie.
Oh, no.
See, that's one where the inflection really got to be careful. Yeah.
What about one?
A lot of great shows. MaximumFun.org. Check it out.
Also, Speaking of Maximum Fun, we have a bunch of merch, both our show-related and other Max Fun show-related, at MaxFunStore.com. I'm right now wearing my Rocket Crocodile Flophouse t-shirt. It's super cool.
I gotta get that.
Oh, it's so good. And there's a really cool Sawbones t-shirt that Teresa likes to rock that I highly recommend for everyone. So go check that out. And we haven't mentioned in a while, if you're looking for where to submit questions and Yahoo Answers stuff, mbmbam@maximumfun.org.
All right. Final Yahoo. It was sent in by Level 9000. Yadrew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yadrew Answers user Let's Kill Hitler, who asks, if celebrities were Pokemon, who would you use your Master Ball for?
My name is Justin McElroy. Jared Leto.
I'm Travis McElroy. Rob Lowe.
See, I can't say Carly Rae Jepsen because then it sounds like I want to put her in like a weird cage.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's out there. I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Let's be honest. We live in a world with too much media. You need a podcast on the front lines figuring out what's great.
We're here for you. We're Pop Rocket.
I am Guy Branum. I'm a comedian.
I'm Winter Mitchell. I call myself a digital strategist.
I'm Oliver Wang, academic and disc junkie.
Margaret Wappler, je suis es journaliste.
And we watch, listen to, and read everything so that you don't have to. And then we tell you about all the things that you'll love to love.
Find us in iTunes or wherever you download podcasts.
Pop Rocket, every Wednesday from MaximumFun.org.